Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be here with you this morning. I praise God that he has given us another day. Hallelujah, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Whew. The word for this morning is, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And to hear that, before I formed you, not your mama, not your daddy, but God. God is the creator of everything, and he is the one that formed us, mother's womb. Wow. God did it. God loved us like that. Thanking him for another day. Let us know that he is in charge of everything. God. And the word that God gave me, as I posted on Facebook, is as we go through our day, let us never forget. God knew us and formed us in our mother's womb. We are the children of him who created everything. He is our Father God. He is our Father God. You know, we want to get angry about our daddies and, you know, well, he's all worthless, no good, such and such. No, he's not. He's Father God. I'm blessed that I had an awesome and wonderful Godfather who raised me. I, like many other children, don't know my father. Just his name, because he was not around or in my life. But I was blessed to have the one that was, and he was awesome and a great dad who loved me unconditionally. And that's what we have to think about, is our dad on this earth may not be a blood, but the one that is a blood is the one that created us. Our Father God. Sometimes the ones that are on this earth don't even know about you. As you walk through in hate and sadness and all those things, as we talked about earlier, Kirk Franklin's father, he didn't even know who his dad was. He was adopted. And when confronted, his mother told him some other man who has passed away, who got Kirk met, and the man, you know, gave some half-hearted answer that it hurt Kirk even more, knowing who he was. And then randomly, you think about this, a random funeral, and the man that wound up being his father just made a comment, oh, yeah, I dated. And folks are looking at him and then thinking about Kurt and looking at him and thinking about Kurt and looking at him and thinking about Kurt. And then when they told him about it, he automatically took a DNA test. And he said, and gave it to a person and said, give it to him. If he wants to do something with it, I'm fine with it. Kurt sent it in. He did the DNA. Came back 99.99 that this man was his father. His mother still said it wasn't true. DNA was true. Couldn't be. Did it again. Came back 99.99 that this man was his father. And she still sat there and denied it. We can't lie. When it comes to DNA, we all have it, and we all know that in that DNA is that seed that God planted, because he is the one that formed us in our mother's womb. And even though it took 53 years for Kurt to finally find out who his father was, but when you add up that 5 and 3, it's 8. Kurt now has a new beginning. And we should thank God for that. God gives us all new beginnings. For we are baptized in his love. We are baptized in his grace. We are baptized in the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Don't forget who you belong to. You belong to the Most High God. Mother Valerie, how are you this morning?
I feel great.
It's a beautiful day. I can see the sun coming up, and it is beautiful. Although we are due to get rain today, we all know there's nothing wrong with rain. Rain cleanses the earth, and I have to admit, it cleaned my car yesterday. My little car was feeling a little dirty because I had been traveling and had all the stuff on the windshield. And I tell you this, Mother, by the time the day was over, oh, my goodness, I had a nice, clean, clean, clean windshield. And all I could say was, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because my goal was, oh, I'm going to take my car and get it washed today. Didn't have to do it. It was already done. But I want to say today is pretty cool. It's 48 degrees outside. So we are getting into autumn. We are getting in, to that fall weather. So I just say dress warmly today. Something warm. Because it's chilly outside. So it is chilly. And we want to dress accordingly. So I just want to say thank you to Mother for being here with me this morning as we get ready to go forth. Mother's going to pray us in, and then I will be back. We are in, say it with me, Old Testament Friday. And we got some word today. After Mother prays, I have a little bit to say after I finish chapter 65. And then Mother will be taking over. Let's get started. We got a lot of word today. Mother, pray us in.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I want to thank and praise you for this day. Rise and shine, for the light is here, and we are here. We give you glory, honor, and praise. I want to say hallelujah, because hallelujah, Father, is the highest praise. We thank you for waking us up, giving us another day to get it right. God bless your word, and we're just grateful. We're grateful, we're thankful, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please join me this morning in the book of Isaiah, and we are starting in Isaiah chapter 63, and the word of God says, who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, the one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I, who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the people no one was with me. But I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. But the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that I was no one to uphold, that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury it sustained me. I have trodden down the people in my anger, made them drink in my fury, drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. Wow. Again, a revelation word. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people. Again, formed in the womb. Children who will not lie. So he became their Savior. He's talking Jesus. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is
my Lord,
he who put his Holy Spirit within them, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble. As a beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him, so you led your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious, where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercy toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless, you are our father. Though Abraham was ignorant of us, and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. Can I say it again? O Lord, our Father. You, O Lord, are our Father. I say it one more time. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, why have you made us stray from your ways and hardened our hearts from your fear? Return for your servant's sake. The tribes of your inheritance, your holy people, have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We have become like those of old over whom you never ruled, those who were never called by your name. Chapter 46 of Isaiah. And I will come back to the 63 and 9 life lesson after I finish chapter 64. And it says, actually chapter 65, I'll do all the life lessons at the same time. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence as fire burns bush rust, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor had the eyes seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sin. In these ways, we continue, and we need to be saved. Come on now. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We
Amen.
All fade as a leaf. Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. But you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are Father. And all we are, the work of your hands. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem, mm-hmm. a desolation, a holy and beautiful temple, where our fathers praised you, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you restrain yourself because of these things, O Lord? Will you hold your peace and afflict us very severely? God loves us, y'all. He loves us more than words can express. And it says in Isaiah 65, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. A people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of bricks, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tomb, who eat swine's flesh. Whoa. And the
mouth
of abominable things is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. It sounds like he's talking to some folks today, don't it, Mother? Sounds like he's
Amen.
Talking to some people today who are doing exactly
Amen.
What he said. So holy that they forgot who God was. Oh, come on now. Behold,
Amen.
It is written before me. I will not keep silent, but will repay. Even repay into their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have burned incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. So, therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom, thus says the Lord.
Okay.
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Judah, from Jacob, and from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall be a fold, a flock, and the valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, for Gad, and who furnish a drink offering for me, Therefore, I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I do not delight. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. You shall leave your name as a curse to my children, for the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing, and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. But the child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains, says the Lord. And as we go back over some life lessons, this is a powerful word this morning. And as we go into Isaiah 63:9, in all their afflictions, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. God understands what we are going through. He feels what we feel, and none of our anguish escapes his attention. He does not merely feel. However, he also acts to save us and rescue us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You got to tell God, thank you. And in Isaiah 64:4, nor has the eye God beside you who acts for the one who waits for him. Are you waiting on the Lord today? I am. I'm waiting on God for some miracles in my life. I'm waiting on God for some help in my life. I'm waiting on God that all things will work together for good. I'm waiting on God to guide and lead me. We cannot imagine how God will move on our behalf. He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. But we confidently expect that he will act when we wait for him in faith. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to have faith. And it says in Isaiah 64:8, You are part of the work of your hands. As our Father, God acts for our benefit in ways that childlike minds cannot always understand. As our potter, he molds us and shapes us in ways that sometimes hurt, but always he deals with us in love. And I love the life principles that we have for this word this morning. And it says, God acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Are you waiting on God for something this morning? It says, in this hurry up world, waiting for anything, can cause us to lose our temper, our distance, and our tongues. Come on now. More frequently than we care to admit. No one enjoys waiting in line. We don't like waiting at stoplights. We don't like waiting for dinner. We don't even like waiting for good things, like for a fish to bite. We want what we want right now. Yet the word of God insists that we learn some of life's greatest lessons while we wait. Waiting rooms can be our classrooms, but God promises vast rewards to those who wait for him. God plans to use the long pauses in our lives for our blessings. If we let him, why does God so often ask us to wait? Let's consider five major rewards awaiting. We discover God's will and purpose in the things that most concern us. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Lamentations 3:25. God does not string us out to tantalize us. He does not dangle carrots in front of our noses to lead us along. He does not say, as do many earthly things, we'll see. No, right now. No, right now. Even as we wait, he is working all things together for our good and his glory. Woo, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. We got to remember that. God loves us like that. He's not working your life bad. He's working to make your life better. All you have to do is wait on the Lord. Number two, we receive supernatural physical energy and strength. God invites us to claim his promise in Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo, Jesus. God promises that as we wait on him, he will supply us with supernatural physical energy. While our impatience makes us weary and worn, actively waiting on him energizes us. 5 or 10 minutes of waiting on God can be like a 2-hour nap. Waiting on him is never wasted time. It's never wasted time to wait on God. We win battles. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Proverbs 20:22. How wonderful to see the Lord rescue us and bless us with his favor. When we do things our way, in our own hurry time, we end up defeated. But waiting on God will ensure our victory and keep us from foolish and presumptuous acts. Come on now. Been there, done that. Acted too fast and didn't wait on God. Didn't ask God. Thought I was doing what God said do when I realized it was not God. And I tell you this, if it takes too long for something to go forth, it's not God. He's telling you, wait. We see, number four, we see the fulfillment of our faith. They shall not be ashamed to wait for me. Isaiah 49:23. In the end, we'll never feel embarrassed for waiting on God. It's always the smart thing to do. When others encourage us to forge ahead instead of waiting on the Lord, we need to remember that we will never ultimately be put to shame, but we may, excuse me, we may stay doing a long wait. Suppose it doesn't work out. His answer, you'll never let us down. I got to say that again. But Lord, we may say, doing a long wait. Suppose it doesn't work out. His answer, he'll never let us down. Number five, we see God working on our behalf. Isaiah spoke of the God who asks for the one who waits for him. Isaiah 64:4. What a wonderful promise. While we actively wait, he actively works. Think of this. Every single day, we have the greatest mediator working on our behalf when things go wrong or when they go right. Although waiting can be one of the more difficult things in the Christian life, it is not wasted time. God gives us instructions through periods of actively waiting. He may change our circumstances while we wait. He keeps us in step with himself and prepares us for his answers. He uses the time to shift our motives and strengthen our faith. And when we choose to wait, God rewards us with blessings, both large and unexpected. Think of waiting on God as something like planting a garden. You put a seed under the soil and water it, and then you wait and wait and wait. After the sun and rain, seeds begin to grow, and one day finally you begin to see evidence of what you planted. Now suppose you had grown impatient and dug up your seeds before because nothing seemed to be happening. You would have ruined your garden. Remember, some fruit takes a long time to mature, and the one who wants to bring it forth in our lives knows exactly how long we need to wait. Waiting makes possible the most luscious fruit of all. And I say this as a person who has a pear tree. Last year, I didn't get a lot of pears. But this year, I got so many pears. I gave pears away. I'm still eating pears, and they are good. I try to have at least a pear every other day. And I can tell you, when I cut that pear up, it is juicy, and it is good. And I'm going to have a pear this morning, just letting you know. There's one still on my tree that I'm trying to get before it gets real, real cold, and I can't get it. So I'm going to pull that pear this week and hope that it's. And as we go into 65:18, it says, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and a people of joy. Our God is surrounded by joy, and he plans to bring all of us into his happiness forever. It's just as Peter quotes David from Psalm 16, you will make me full of joy in your presence, Acts 22:28. And before I turn it over to Mother, I just have to give a new book. Stay with me. We're going into a new book. Yes, we are. We're going into the book of Jeremiah. Woo, Lordy. All y'all want to call him the crying prophet. Oh, he just cried and cried. But let's find out why. And the author of Jeremiah was Jeremiah, with the assistance of Baruch, a scribe. The approximate date was 585 to 500 and some change years before Christ. And it said, in 10 words or less, after years of sinful behavior, Judah will be punished. The details, please. Called to the ministry as a boy in Jeremiah 1:6, Jeremiah prophesied bad news to Judah. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, said the Lord. Jeremiah 5:15. Jeremiah is mocked for his prophecies, occasionally beaten and imprisoned in a muddy well. We see that in chapter 38. But his words come true with the Babylonian invasion of chapter 52. And we're like, well, goodness gracious, from chapter 1 to chapter 52, he done prophesied all of that time and nothing happened until chapter 52. No, everything was getting ready. What did we just say? You got to wait on the Lord. God said what was going to happen, and it happened. And it says, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Jeremiah 18:6, we just talked about that this morning. In Isaiah, that God is the potter, and we are his clay. We are made by him. And it says, the unique and unusual about Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah that we read is apparently an expanded second version of a destroyed first draft. King Jehoiakim, angry with Jeremiah for his dire prophecy, cut the scroll with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the ark. And we see that in Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 23. At God's command, Jeremiah produced a second scroll with additional material. Mess with God's prophet. And God would give more. You know, Jehoiakim thought he was all that, and guess what happened? We all saw it in 2 Kings. Blinded and led into captivity. Jeremiah produced a second scroll with additional material. Don't play with God's prophet, like I said. So what is the question? Through Jeremiah, God gave Judah some 40 years to repent. God is long-suffering to us warts, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Now, think about that. Jeremiah prophesied 40 years, and he told them the truth. You're going to go into captivity for 70 years. Just get ready. But they wanted to vilify, beat him up, treat him like he was dirt. But I tell you this, everything that Jeremiah said came to fruition. Mother, I turn it over to you.
Amen. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Just wait. Wait on the Lord. I like the things that she was saying about us. We need to wait on the Lord. We need to wait on the Lord in this hurry-up world. Waiting for anything can cause you to lose your temper. But we need to wait on the Lord. We're like a microwave generation. We don't want to wait even on the microwave. We put something in the microwave, hurry. But if we wait on the Lord, you'll see beautiful things, wonderful things. He'll give you strength, supernatural strength. Wait again, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 66, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. Do you realize how big the earth is? Oh, my Lord, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. And on this one will I look, on him who is poor and am a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb, as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering, as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense, as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, he who trembles at his word. Your brethren who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they shall be ashamed, the sound of a noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord, who fully repays his enemies. God will fully repay his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I who calls delivery shut up the womb, says the Lord? Rejoice with Jerusalem. Be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice with joy with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom, that you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, The glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed on her thighs, shall you be carried and be dangled on her knees as one whom her mother comforts. And so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like grass. Hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and his indignation to his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his angry with fury. God gets angry. He gets angry at disobedience. He gets angry, and is rebuked with flames of fire, for by fire and a sword, the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the garden after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination in the mouth, shall be consumed together, says the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, I will send to the nations the torch, full load, who draw the bow, tubal, and java, to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my flame, nor seen my glory. They shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Then they shall bring all your brothers for an offering to the Lord, out of the nations, on horses and chariots, in litters, on mules, and on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain, and it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. God says all flesh, and that's what he means. He says what he says, and he means what he says. All flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. They shall go forth and look upon the courses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Wow. And my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. We are the Gentile race. And his glory have been declared before us. We know that God is God. God is God. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Earth is my footstool. Thus says the Lord. Jeremiah 1:1-37. Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. He would go along the streets. And he would weep, and he would cry out. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priest who were in Ephraim in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, and to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And that's our title. Before I formed you in the womb. Man, that's amazing. You see, he's God. How awesome is our God. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Ooh-wee. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, ah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am of you. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I'm a you, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces. There's that fear theme again. It said, do not be afraid in the Bible. They say it said 365 times a day. Jeremiah was afraid. Moses was fearful. And God is telling his people, I'm with you. I'm with you. I am with you. If you got God with you, you don't have to fear man, mere little man. Oh, my God. God is with us. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I'm with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. So the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot, and it's facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, calamity shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. And behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdom of the north, says the Lord. They shall come, and each one set his throne at the entrance of the gate of Jerusalem, against all its walls all around, and against all the cities of Judah. I will utter my judgment against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, bearing incense to other gods, worship the works of their own hands. How can you get gold, make a calf, and say, bow down, I'm bowing down, and worship the works of their own hands? I mean, this is something that you have made. It just sounds totally, totally crazy that you make something with your own hands and bow down to it. It don't even sound real that you would do that, but that's what they did, and worship the works of their own hands. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise. Speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces. At least I dismayed you before them. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against his princes, against his priests, against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they should not prevail against you, for I am with you. I'm with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. God is with Jeremiah. God is with us. Not only with us, God is in us. And he tells you all the time, little children, do not fear. Do not be afraid. I'm with you. Speak the words that I'm giving you to speak. Say what I tell you to say. Be like Jesus. Serve others. Don't fear. I mean, we are a fearful people. We really are. And God is telling us, do not be dismayed before their faces. I'm with you. He said, they'll fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrayal. When you went after me in the wilderness in a land not sown, Israel was holiness to the Lord, first fruit of his increase. All that devour him will offend, disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what justice have your fathers found in me that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, have become adulterers? Neither did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt, brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. Prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Before I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord, against your children, children's children, I will bring charges. For pass beyond the coast of Cyprus and see, send to Kedar and consider Dillinge and see there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory. What does not profit? Be astonished, O heaven, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can't hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he plundered? Young lions roar at him and growl to make his land waste. The cities are burned without inhabitants. Also, the people of Nob and Tabor have broken the crown of your head. Have you not brought this on yourself, in that you have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you in the way? You have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you in the way. Now, why take the road to Egypt to drink the waters of Sihon, or take the road to Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Know, therefore, and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God. You have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of me is not in you, said the Lord of hosts. For of old I have broken your yoke, burst your bonds, and you said, I will not transgress, when on every high hill and under every green tree you lay down, playing the harvest. Yet I have planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine? For though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquities is marked before me, says the Lord God. How can you say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after the Baals. See your ways in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift doomsday breaking loose in her ways, a wild donkey used to the wilderness. Yes, at the wind and her desire in her time of mating, you can turn her away. All those who seek her will not worry themselves. In her month, they will find her. Withhold your foot from being unshed and your throat from thirst. But you say, there is no hope. No, for I have loved aliens, and after them I will go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found out, so the house of Israel ashamed, they and their kings and their princes, their priests and their prophets, saying to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone you gave birth to me. For they have turned their back to me and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourself? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of trouble. For according to the number of your cities or your gods, O Judah, why will you plead with me? You have all transgressed against me, says the Lord. In vain I have chastened your children. They receive no correction. Your swords have devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of darkness? Why do my people Why do my people say we are lords? We will come to you no more. Can a virgin forget her ornaments or bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you beautify your way to seek love? Therefore you have also taught the wicked woman your ways. Also your skirt is found, the blood of the lives of the poor innocent. I have not found it by secret search, but plainly on all these things. Yet you say, because I'm innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I'll plead my case against you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you gad about so much to change your ways? Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt, as you were ashamed of Assyria. Indeed, you will go forth from him with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected your trusted allies, and you will not prosper by them. God is just good. God is just good. I'm going to read one life lesson, Jeremiah 2 and 32. My people have forgotten me days without number. We did not tend to forget what we really love. What captures our heart also tends to capture our time and our energy. God wants an intimate relationship with us, not merely a place on our schedule. God wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants to be intimate with us. Jeremiah 2:19, life lesson. Your own wickedness will correct you. We never make a good deal when we exchange God for anything else, money, fame, power, sex and pleasure, influence. If we choose any of them instead of a God, we end up with nothing in the end but death in most cases.
Come on.
The consequences for choosing sin are bound up in the sin itself. God doesn't have to add punishment to many sins because they include punishment and they result. I'm going to turn this back over to our pastor. For God is just good. He's really good.
Amen. Amen, amen. What a word this morning. What a word. God does not play. And the thing that touches your heart is that he formed us in the womb. We are his children, blessed to be his children. And all he wants from us is love. God wants our love. He wants our time. And so, Mother, I thank you this morning. What a word, what a word, what a word. And I'm filled up. I'm just filled up when I think of the goodness of God and how much he loves us. So as we get ready to wrap up, because I got to go to work, I just want to thank all of you for taking your time in your busy day to join Mother Valerie and I as we move forward in the Word of God. I ask that you come back on Sunday as we move forward in God's Word. And all I can say, it is a great Word. I feel I'm just overwhelmed that we're already on the sixth day of October. Time is going by so quick. We'll be at the end of our word come December the 31st, and it seems like December 31st is coming quicker than you can expect. But I just want to say thank you, Mother, for reading and giving us a great word, and thank you all for listening again. And I just pray us out. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're out, send one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a great and blessed day. Enjoy the crisp air. Enjoy the fall that's coming. Enjoy time with God. Mother, have a great day. Get a great rest. I will see you tomorrow. Love you all. Be blessed. It is. What
Do
is
you
it,
have
Mother?
A word? You have a word from Carolyn today?
Let me see. It wasn't there when I looked earlier, and it is now.
Okay.
Good morning, and this is our last word today. Good morning. God will give you strength for every battle, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Have a fantastic Friday, and as always, right on point with today's lesson. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Thank you all for listening in. Thank you, Mother Valerie, for the reminder, because I would have missed my sister's wonderful word this morning. And again, the battle's not ours, it's the Lord's. For we were knitted in the womb by God. Thank God. Thank you, Daddy God. Say, I love you, Lord. Woo! Have a great day, family. Mother, what is it now?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Thank you all for listening in. It's a wrap. I got a long day today, so it's a wrap. Have a great day. I love you all, and I thank God for you. Be blessed.